Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah. In the previous episode, Hannah and I spoke about looking after your health during change. So, for example, eating good, tasty food, sleeping and managing stress relief. If you haven't listened to that episode, please do so right now. In this episode, we talk about how easy it can be to exercise in a more convenient way without killing yourself at the gym. Enjoy! But also exercise. So you mentioned exercise before, and as I said to you before, there are people who will say, I just don't have the time.
Mm.
So is there anything people could potentially do at home?
Oh my God,
just to keep them nice and healthy. So what would you suggest?
So you can do some great like high intensity interval training.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called HIIT, if people don't know. You can find all of that on like YouTube, Instagram. Every influencer now posts, you know, some sort of HIIT workout. But you know what is great? A lot of the time it's 20 minutes.
Mm.
I won't say it's hell, but it's hard work. Hard work and you're done. After 20 minutes, you've gone and worked on your cardiovascular endurance, which is so important. You've also worked on resistance, hopefully. You know, you can do so many different exercises with it. Some of it can be more cardio-based.
Yes.
Some of it can be resistance. I highly recommend purchasing some resistance bands.
Woo, they really work.
Exactly, right?
They really work.
If you don't have the money to go to a gym, or you don't have the time to go to a gym, resistance bands can do a lot. And they can just help you working on, you know, building a bit more muscle, sculpting, and those sort of things help you feel better. You're going to stand better. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel leaner. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel shapely. You know, you're not going to be just, you know, nothing. It depends what people want and what their goals are.
Yeah.
But those sort of things, you can get a really good sweat on if that's what you want to achieve, or if you really want to focus on controlled movements, all of that you can do. And you can do it at home. Obviously, we recommend like to seek advice from people who are the professionals.
Yes.
They know what you're doing right and what you necessarily need more improvement on. Not necessarily doing it wrong, because you probably have some idea of what, for example, a squat is, you know?
Some idea.
Exactly. And someone just needs to maybe help and monitor it and just say, okay, just try this. Because everyone's bodies are very different. And the last thing you want is to be at home trying out some crazy workout you've probably never done before that's maybe too intense for you, and you come out with an injury. It's the last thing you want. It's
injuries are not fun.
No, it's not going to motivate you, is it, at the end of the day?
Not at all.
So, yeah, there are lots of things. You can even get, like, DVDs, like, for any sort of workout. Nowadays, there's so much available. There's so much on YouTube. I personally love a bit of yoga and Pilates at home, because all you need is a mat. And a bit of space, and you don't need a lot of room. That's the thing. I think a lot of people say, oh, I don't have the room to do it. You can get a skipping rope and stand there in the spot if you really wanted to in your garden and do something. Even outside of the home, yes, of course, going to a gym, great, if you can afford it and if you have the time for it. If not, go for a walk, go for a run.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
We should be getting a minimum of 10,000 steps a day. And I think a lot of people would be quite surprised at how little they do.
Yes.
You know, and if you can get a tracker, like I've got a Fitbit, and it tells me how many steps I'm doing, and it's amazing.
It's also something on your phone as well.
Something on your phone, you can do so much now. And it's just keeping yourself in check. Don't be so like obsessed and strict about it, because you're not going to help anyone. It's just causing something else. It's actually almost unhealthy, you know, when you become obsessed. But just being more mindful, it's going to help so many different things. And I think it's free. It's a bit of free therapy for me. Going for a walk is like no other. You come out feeling refreshed. You feel like you've done something. Your body's been moving. It's awake. And I feel like I've just had time to think, you know, about what I'm doing. What's going on? How am I feeling today? You can't go wrong with some free exercise, basically.
No. You're absolutely right. I completely agree with you. And so, I mean, again, so we've spoken about food and exercise and sleep, and just making sure that all these things are, that we do them and we do them well. So this is the thing, sometimes people will start to do these things,
yes,
and then for some reason or another it stops.
So
how can people stay motivated to continue this lifestyle?
That's a good one. So we all have different levels of motivation, because we have all different goals we want to achieve. And some people don't have necessarily goals for their health. And maybe it's even just writing down, what would I like to improve? And it's not about your aesthetic. It's about, do you know what? I'd like to feel a bit better walking up those stairs. every day. And it's just small things like that that will help. Like, it plants that seed, doesn't it, for motivation. The best thing for me is when you're getting results, there's no way you can sit there and say you're not motivated to get those results, because whatever results you're getting, and you're seeing the changes, you're feeling the changes.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're going to want to carry on that, because everyone knows it doesn't take much for yourself for you to go backwards a little bit.
Not at all.
And sometimes it's addressing it and just going, right, so why is it this has stopped? I was, for example, going to the gym, you know, 3-4 times a week. Why has it stopped? What's happened? And it doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm lazy, nothing like that. You have different things going on in your life. We are busy. We are human beings. We're not athletes, you know? We're not getting paid to go and train twice a day. We don't have a nutritionist necessarily. We don't have a rehabilitator. Mm. So we've got to think, right, I'm a human being. Let's be realistic of what I'm actually doing now. Yeah. Does this fit into my schedule? And I think it's sometimes a new way to get motivation. Try something new. Go and do a different class at your local gym. You know, train with a friend.
Yeah, that really works.
It really does, because you've got that support already.
Yes.
Train with a family member. You know, you're living together, for example. There's no reason why neither of you can just go, come on, let's get up, let's go and do something.
Ooh, trying to force someone to go.
Exactly. And actually,
but if you go together, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's just thinking about, right, how do I feel at the end of it? You don't have to put yourself through a grueling workout. Mm. Some people like it, some people don't. And that's absolutely fine. I think, I always think, right, how are you going to feel from it? Everyone knows, you do exercise, you're releasing endorphins, you will feel better at the end of it.
No, that's 100%.
You know?
100%.
Some exercise has more, like, an exercise is actually stress on your body. That actually is a fact, it's a stress, but it can help you in other ways. So when, at the end of that stress, your body's then going, oh, we're done now. Oh, I feel a lot better now, I feel refreshed. And it's stuff like that you've got to focus on is, I'm going to feel so good after I do that. I'm going to have a really good night's sleep. I'm going to feel alert for the day. So some people, for example, train in the morning. I quite like training early in the morning. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. Once you're out of bed, I'm up and ready to go. And then my day is set. I can then do what I need to do. And I feel productive. And I think that's what it is do you feel better after it? How has it helped your life? What has it done for you to make you just feel better and a bit more on track? I would say look at others, but I don't want people to think others should motivate you because of what they're doing. You should find your own. We focus so much on what other people are doing. And people, you know, always on Instagram, like, oh, body goals and all that sort of stuff. It's like, you will never look like that person and they will never look like you. And that is amazing. So find what works for you only. And I think sometimes once you just get that, that's already your motivation. You know, for example, could you do a press up before? No, but give me a few weeks, I'll work on it.
Yeah.
And
so
it happens.
Those small incremental goals. Yeah. I think it's great, especially during this time of there's just so much stress, you know, when you're changing careers, when you are going through something that's difficult or different. And yeah, I think it's just good to bear in mind what you can do.
Yeah.
And it is a lot more simple or a lot simpler than people make out. And yeah.
I think what's really important with the change in a career, it's a whole new routine you're starting. So you're already in the mindset of change. Why not add something else to that, you know?
It's a good way to think of it. Take notes, people.
You're already thinking of, okay, I've got a different journey to make perhaps. I maybe have to get up at a different time. Or I maybe get home a different time, whether that's earlier or later, whatever. Or perhaps your schedule of work is slightly different. You might have days at home. And it's just going, okay, well, it's all new to me now, so why not? Don't go crazy and chuck everything in, because that will be overwhelming.
Yeah.
But if you know, for example, you're going to go work somewhere in town and there's a gym right next door to it, that might be helpful for you to join that gym, because you know, after work or before work, I'm going to go and do whatever I need to do to either start my day or finish my day off well.
Yeah.
And it's all new anyway, so why not kind of go with it? And you'll make friends, obviously, and you'll, you know, you'll get to know your colleagues, what they like. Go for a lunchtime walk, see if anyone else wants to join you.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. People, I know here at King's, we have a lot of people that love walking. They go and have walking meetings.
Yes.
And what a great way to implement, you know, health and just feeling more relaxed and to be more active. You know, we are in offices quite often, so you're sitting down a lot of the day, which is not natural to our bodies. Our bodies shouldn't be doing that. So do little things, even if it's just creating a new habit. You're at your new desk. Right, I'm going to get up every 20 minutes. Either grab some water, even go to the toilet, whatever you need to do. Yeah. And just walk around a little bit. And it's just things like that. I just think take advantage of the new. You're already in that state of mind. Why not, you know, improve that even more? But I do appreciate it can be a lot for people. You've gone through a whole new change. And maybe it takes you a couple of weeks to get into it.
But that's okay.
And that's fine. We're human beings, right? But yeah.
Okay, so I think that's a good thing for people to think about. Of all the things that Hannah has said, what's the one thing that you can take away? What's the one thing that you can do, whether you're in, you know, the beginning stages of trying to work out whether or not you want to change careers and how you're going to do that? That's stressful. You might be right in the thick of it where you are trying to find something or you're studying.
Yeah.
There are things that you can take away from what Hannah's said. And also when you've just started a new role, that can also be stressful. We've spoken about all of these things through this season. So Hannah, thank you so much for all of your advice.
Thank you.
It's been a really good discussion. I've learned more than when we were at the breakfast bar, which is great. But just so that people can keep in touch with you and find out more about your recipes, the exercises that you recommend,
amazing,
all of that stuff, where can we find you?
So I'm currently doing a lot more on Instagram. So my Instagram username is just HannahArmour_.
So how do we spell?
H-A-N-N-A-H for Hannah. And then Armour is A-R-M-A-H.
Okay.
So have a look. I'll post lots of recipes and even just day-to-day, like, general advice, like, I'm only going to be real about it and honest. I will never claim to be what I'm not. And I'm still here trying to improve myself.
Yeah.
So kind of we're learning together and I'm all about supporting one another. So have a little look and see if you want to follow and get on board.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do it. Make sure you check her out. She's wonderful. She's great. She's beautiful inside and out. That's just my opinion. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
I'm sure you enjoyed our conversation and hopefully learned something from our discussion. I'll definitely be going on more walks, that's for sure. Don't forget to show Hannah some love by visiting her on Instagram. It's at Hannah, spelt the normal way, and Armour, A-R-M-A-H, followed by an underscore. It's all one word. There's no space in between any of those. Check out her recipes and also check out her health tips. You'll really enjoy her page. Just before you go, why not visit me on Instagram as well? It's at theydonttellyou with no apostrophe. Tell me what you'd like to know when it comes to making changes in your life and I'll do my best to help you. DM me, answer questions that I post, comment on my posts, why not? I want to hear from you. I'll catch you on the next episode of the Change and Transition podcast.